Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I've got a little story to tell you this morning. It was a couple of weeks ago that I got a call on my phone from a number that I did not recognize, but I answered it, and the man on the other side said, "Well, I'm returning your call. You called me." And I said, "Well, that's a mystery to me." I said, "So who are you?" And he said, "Well, I'm Bruce Raich, and I'm an author." And I said, "Well, I host a radio show, so we should talk." So here's Bruce Raich. Bruce, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing real good and getting ready for my next trip out west.
So you have published, what, 6 travel and adventure books. So tell us
Correct.
A little bit about what you write in your books.
Okay, well, my first 3 books were about ghost towns, abandoned mining towns. And I started taking my trips out west because I'd had heat strokes in the Gulf War. And you know how St. Louis is in the summer. Well, one thing led to another, and I started taking trips out west. And I turned my vacations or my summer trips into a job.
And you were quoting Mark Twain, right?
Yes, sir. Take a vacation and turn it into a vocation. It also made my whole life a tax deduction. When I do a steam train ride, according to the IRS, I'm hard at work.
So tell us about your books. What are they? What do they kind of focus on?
What they are is an excuse for me to go have fun. And then what I do is I find a subject to wrap it around. My 4th book was Haunted Hotels of the West. So I visited 88 hotels that were allegedly haunted over a 3-year period and put 40 of them into a book. My next 2 books were Underground Treasures of the Black Hills and Show Caves of the Ozarks. So I just go out and have fun adventures, put it on my website, theghosttownhunter.com, and put it into my books and write it off.
Now, one of your recent trips was to White Rock Mountain, Arkansas, and you say that in the note that you checked out unusual CCC construction. Tell me
yes.
about that.
I've been there for decades, and I did not know this one spot existed. They made a little rest stop for hikers underneath a cliff overhang by rolling a boulder onto 3 stacks of rocks and turning it into a table. And then they carved their names into it and the date, November 1, 1934.
That's pretty bizarre. So how did the book come out? Have you written a book about that? Are you going to write a book about it?
I've thought about writing a book about all the CCC construction I see all over the place, and it would allow me to market it in more than just one state, which is what Haunted Hotels does. When you write Ghost Towns of Wyoming, you don't sell it in Missouri. You sell it in Wyoming.
Very true. And so you're heading out on your western road trip. It's going to be, what, 3 to 4 months? And what
yes.
are your targets this time?
Well, the Black Hills, I want to go back there a lot for my customer base. But then I'm going to be zigzagging all over the West, and I'm going to end up in western Montana and central Idaho when I'm done, just for fun. My secretary will fly out and meet me, and I'll take her to a couple of places. And, gee, we'll be hard at work renting mountains from the National Forest Service what are called guard stations. So you rent buildings from the National Forest Service in the middle of nowhere, and it's just a nice place to sit and relax.
You know, it's interesting how you find things on your trips to write about. That takes a certain type of creativity, doesn't it?
Well, it's just too much fun for me. For me, it's falling off a log. And you do see these things all over the place, like the grave of Livery Eaton Johnson is in a ghost town inside of Cody, Wyoming. You find those things, and you put them on your website, and it makes your followers' day. Or maybe you just had a wildlife experience, like the day I had an experience with a wolverine, and you don't have slight experiences with wolverines.
Well, you got to tell me about that now.
Oh, okay. Well, I was ghost town hunting. I was looking for a cemetery of one and had found it and had just made it back to my vehicle and was thinking of camping there. But then I noticed there was too much bear scat, and it was grizzly bear scat. And so I was thinking of moving, and at that exact second looked up, and there's a wolverine standing on a rock staring at me with its tongue out. I realized I was part of the food chain.
Yeah, Wolverines are not really known as cuddly characters. How did you get out of that situation?
I was just lucky. I happened to be leaning against my Dodge pickup truck at the time, which was not dependable, and that day it was dependable, and just nosed it around and charged that animal with my truck with the horn yelling. You know? I found that Wolverines are afraid of something, and as a charging Dodge pickup truck.
Well, they're not stupid. They may be mean, but they're not stupid, apparently.
They're not afraid of grizzly bears. It was competing with the grizzly bear for that territory, so I had to leave.
I don't blame you. Bruce Raich is my guest. He is an author, and he is preparing to release a seventh book. This is called A Pizza in a Foxhole. Tell me about that one.
Well, that one would be my true Army stories, and I would try to leave out any of the bad days. I'm just putting the funny days. I was the unit scrounge, and the reason for the title was I actually had a pizza delivered to my foxhole one day. I thought pepperoni would go good with pina coladas. I was wrong. Don't do that. And my lieutenant came walking up on me and was just aghast. And, "What is it, Sergeant Raich?" I just said, "Pepperoni pizza, pina colada, want some?" And he just walked away holding his head. I didn't get in trouble. I think he was just too shocked and didn't know what to do. But my niece joined my old unit 15 years later, and she came back from her first drill with a scowl on her face and her arms folded, and she said, "I had to hear the damn pizza story again." So they were still talking about it. And I thought I'd put that collection of 20 years of stories together, and it would be entertaining for people.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be, and it's legendary, apparently. Now, in addition to your books and your adventures for writing, your life itself started out pretty interesting. You've had some interesting, your childhood anyway was interesting.
I was born in North Africa, and I like to drive the government crazy. Once in a while, I check farms as African-American. So I was born in Tripoli, Libya. I was an Air Force brat. And I was born without a birth certificate, which makes life really even more fun.
How do you get by without a birth certificate?
I've managed so far.
And you climbed your first pyramid when you were 10 years old, right?
Yes. My dad was a high school teacher, and we'd take the summer off in Mexico. Well, we couldn't afford the hotels, but we lived on the local economy, and I was in love with archaeology. In fact, I actually discovered a Mayan pyramid at the Palenque complex in my 30s.
How'd you do that?
By accident. I found a piece of broken artwork while I was in the jungle and got the head of the archaeological team that was there. There was a UN dig team, and I got the guy, and he couldn't believe some tourist recognized something and didn't steal it. And we're trying to figure out where it came from, and we're just looking around. I looked over my shoulder, and there's this massive hill that when I looked through the trees, it wasn't a hill. It's broken rock. So that's a pyramid. There's no dirt there.
Wow, fascinating stuff. So where can we go to get your books or to follow your travels?
Well, I have a website, and it's theghosttownhunter.com. And it's not just any old Ghost Town Hunter, theghosttownhunter.com. You can get my books there, too, or off Amazon. And I have one St. Louis story that relates to my travels that you've got to hear. Believe it or not, I was stuck out in the empty quarter of Saudi Arabia walking, and just like the scene from the movie Lawrence of Arabia, and there's a dot in the distance, and thank goodness it turned out to be a U.S. Army truck. Well, I stuck my thumb out, silly me. It pulled over. I climbed aboard. I said, "Hi, I'm Sergeant Raich," and the man said, "I'm Specialist Lynch." And I said, "Well, I'm from St. Louis. Where are you from?" He said, "Hey, me too." Now, what's the next question out of his mouth?
"What high school did you go to?"
That's what he said. And I said, "Afton." And he said, "Me too."
Are you kidding me?
No, it gets one step better. My parents were in politics at the time. And he said, "Are you any relation to that politician, Raich?" Well, I don't know how this is going to go. So I said, "Only by marriage." Turned out he had my father's yard sign up.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
And his name is Mark Lynch. And he still lives in the St. Louis area. So if you use this on the air, I hope you use that part. He'll love it.
I will use that on the air. That's amazing. What a small world, huh?
And since these things happened to me, my friends always told me, "Bruce, you got to write a book." I said, "Who's going to buy the book of Bruce?" But these things out west, like the ghost towns or the haunted hotels, they have become my vehicle. They have become my excuse.
It is great stuff. That is really fun. Bruce Raich, again, we met by accident on the phone, and thanks for coming on Total Information AM and telling your story. Some good stuff there, Bruce.
My pleasure. Always great to be on KMOX.
And you can go to the ghosttownhunter.com and find out all about Bruce and buy his books and follow his adventures. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.